Hello and welcome to episode 6 of The Entrepreneur Experiment. I am Gary Fox. For those of you listening for the first time, The Entrepreneur Experiment is a year-long experiment on following my journey on how to start a business from scratch when you have absolutely no business idea to start with. So we'll do a little quick review of the week, but first I have a request for you. I want to know who I should interview next. This week I did an absolutely cracking interview with Fabio Male, the founder of Funky Christmas Jumpers, and it was so interesting. That'll be going out on Thursday this week, so I highly recommend you tune into that one. Fabio has an unbelievable story to tell, including going on Dragon's Den in the UK and being the first company in Ireland to sell Christmas jumpers. Really funny, entertaining interview, so definitely tune in for that this week. So the review of The Entrepreneur Experiment this week, this is a diary style podcast, so each week I kind of give a quick recap on the week, what worked, what didn't work, an honest kind of review. So next week is the first month anniversary of starting The Entrepreneur Experiment. Ironically, it falls on April Fool's Day, so I'll do a full recap of the month so far. I'll share all the stats, all the kind of in-depth facts and figures about what's working, what I've changed, what I haven't done, what I want to do. So that'll be a full in-depth kind of behind the scenes review next week. But this week, just give you a quick highlights. So the YouTube channel has, I think, 250 views in around there. It's okay. It's not too bad. I didn't really have any expectations. So I think after I've done about 50 videos, I'll start to recap then. I think it's only after a long time of putting out any sort of content that you can honestly look back and see how it's going. The podcast is almost at 300 downloads, which I'm pretty happy with. Again, I didn't really have any expectations of what would be good or bad. So with 300 downloads, I'm pretty happy with that for 3 weeks in. Really look forward. I'm actually enjoying the podcast a lot. I've got probably most feedback on the podcast. I've had some really good interview subjects so far, so that definitely makes a huge impact. But the podcast is definitely something I'm enjoying doing and people are enjoying listening to. So that's great to get that feedback. And just one thing I've kind of picked up on this week is LinkedIn is working really well in terms of getting my content out there. In terms of organic reach, it's really good. And what that means is I don't have to pay to reach people, whereas Facebook is literally zero. One or two clicks coming from Facebook, whereas LinkedIn is doing the same as Twitter and Instagram combined. And I would have definitely thought before that maybe Instagram would have done really well, Twitter would have done really well, but LinkedIn is killing it in terms of stats on both. It's double. So it's 60% compared to Twitter and Instagram. So that's really interesting. So if you are trying to promote something yourself, definitely do look at Instagram. And on that, what I've done this week is I started, I think this week or late last week, instead of posting up links to, say, YouTube and other sources, I've cut little short, tiny micro videos. So videos that are about 20, 30 seconds long. I've chopped them out of the long video and I've posted them natively up on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter. And they seem to be doing a lot better that way. From reading up about it online, the platforms tend to favor native content. So what that means is content that's just on their platform, not linking it off to bounce viewers somewhere else. So I started doing that last week. It is working really well. I need to look into what LinkedIn counts as a view, because the views seem extremely high on the videos. The last two videos got 1,600 views and 1,700 views, which is very, very high. However, the interaction and engagement is really high as well. So that's really cool. There's some really interesting high profile people liking them and commenting on them. So that's been really good. So yeah, my tip this week is for your business or even for yourself, personal brand, get on LinkedIn and start posting a lot of stuff and just make sure it's native to there. Don't just be posting links to elsewhere. So either write a short article or put up a short video or even a short little podcast. What I'm looking at this week then in terms of the entrepreneur experiment, we have made good progress this week in the whole point of the thing. It's not just about putting out content. It's actually about coming up with a new business idea. So I have made progress on my first idea. So it's going to be around the property rental space. And I have the domain registered, literally registered that last night at about 10:30. I have a designer brief in progress. So I'm going to use the same designer that I got to do the entrepreneur experiment branding. I really like that and got a lot of positive feedback on that as well. So I'm going to brief her. She's going to start working on it tomorrow. I just have to write up what exactly I want. I really have no idea, but I'm just writing up what the project is about. what it'll do, give her kind of a brief overview, and she's so good, she's superb. She will then come up with a couple of ideas for me, and then it's really simple. We have a good work relationship. I've only done one major project with her, but she's super in terms of initiative and just knowing what I want. Despite my serious lack of design skills, she's able to kind of interpret what I want. So I kind of give her a good design brief, and then she's able to go off and come up with something, and we kind of go from there. And then I'm also, I've looked at a couple of developers. So it's not a very, I'm going to literally keep it very simple. The whole point of the Entrepreneur Experiment is to bootstrap projects, show people how to bootstrap projects and how to start projects with very little money. So this whole thing will definitely cost under 500 euro. The domain, I think, was 40 quid, and the design probably be about 200. And then I think it depends. I'm looking at, so this week I've kind of stumbled across the no code movement. And what that is that there's a lot of new websites coming out whereby you can build a very simple website without actually having to do any sort of code at all. So Squarespace is the one I normally use. It's what I use for my current business. It's what I use for my own personal website. And I've built a couple other business or a couple other websites for it, one for my dad and one for another person as well. So I've used that, and the no code movement is kind of built on top of that again, in terms of it allows you to build websites, but with a lot of functionality. So you can link to databases, you can do a lot more in terms of it can actually become a fully interactive website that you can run a business off. So I'm looking at a website called Bubble. It was recommended to me by a guy on Twitter the other day. Twitter is so good for getting high level advice of people who are super super experienced in their field. So it's called bubble.is if you want to check it out, and that allows you to code a website with literally zero skills. So I've been looking at that and been playing around with it the last couple of days. Looks really good. But what I'm going to do is, in order to save time, so I'm literally tapped out on time between doing my normal day job and then doing the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast and the YouTube and the content and the social posts and all that sort of jazz, and having a life outside that as well, I actually am a little bit tight on time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on my favorite website in the whole world, which is Upwork. Upwork is, what would you describe it as? It's a marketplace where you can hire people to do anything, really. You can hire, most commonly, designers, writers, musicians, podcasters, web developers, you know, anyone with a skill, you can hire them to help you out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hire a Bubble developer on that. I don't know, well, developers, I don't know what they'll be called, but I'm going to hire a Bubble developer to help me. I'm going to give him a really good design brief. So I've written out most of the plan for it today, you know, like page one, page two, page three, page four, click button, click button, click button, just a kind of a step-by-step wireframe of what their website will do. So what essentially it'll do in a very simple one-liner is it'll verify tenants and verify landlords. So it'll take out all the paperwork and all the calls out of renting a property. So it'll match verified tenants with verified landlords who have property to rent. It'll take out all the awkward sitting there on the couch while 50 other people come in to be interviewed about the property. So that's what it is. In essence, I haven't sold it very well, but we're in week one, so you'll forgive me for that. So that's that. I would advise anyone, though, to use Upwork or Fiverr if they are looking for any kind of help with their business. It really does take a huge amount of time. Instead of spending weeks trying to do something yourself, you can hire someone for a very, very reasonable price. If anyone's looking for a designer recommendation, I could definitely recommend a fantastic designer who's helped me out a lot so far. And that's this week, really, and what's gone on. So in this week, I'm shooting the YouTube video tomorrow. I was due to do it yesterday, but didn't get a chance to. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm shooting my YouTube video about the main reason why startups fail. You can watch the whole video to get the gist of it, but the main reasons why startup failed, no one really talks about this, is that they never start. They never get going. You know, I've talked about last week in my YouTube channel and also on the podcast about coming up with ideas. And in essence, that's really the fun part. That's the bit we all enjoy, you know, sitting there and coming up with all sorts of mad what-if scenarios. But the biggest thing is, you've come up with a great idea. You're on the cusp of getting going. You're like, oh, you're all buzzed about it. And then that little voice at the back of your head starts to creep in. something stops you and you get no further. It's happened to me tons of times. Look, it happened to me right before I started to do this project. I wanted to start this in January 1st. And if I'm honest, I probably wanted to start this last year, even though I didn't really know what this was. I knew I wanted to start another business, but I didn't know how I'd put the structure around it to share that journey, because that was something I really wanted to do, was to share, because so many people ask me about starting a business and how they can do it and things like that. And I really wanted to, you know, show people how they could do it, but also share in my journey and also prompt myself to get involved to actually start and show people what the journey is. The secret to it is you just need to start failing yourself. It's so daunting when you're starting a business and you have all these things going through your mind about, you start creating all the millions of reasons why it won't work. And that's just natural, in terms of you come up with all the scenarios as, you know, if this happens, then that won't work. And so the only reason you don't start is that. It's the fear. So you need to start failing every day. So make it a regular part. This is what the whole entrepreneur experiment is about. It's about starting a business, but it's also about failing many, many times and forcing myself to fail many, many times. You know, failing at doing the very best version of the podcast, but getting it out anyway. You know, failing to do the perfect YouTube video, but getting it out anyway. And gradually, bit by bit by bit, it becomes less and less scary. If you do something once in a blue moon, it's super scary. But if you do something all the time, it's not that scary. So there's three main causes that I think are that stop people. Three main fears. The fear of failure is number one. And that's the overarching thing. That's, you know, the whole sense of what if it fails, the big, big one. Like, you know, there's this common myth that entrepreneurs are crazy risk takers, that they have this mad, like, they don't really care. That's not true. Like, entrepreneurs definitely have a higher risk tolerance than others, but the smartest entrepreneurs I know are controlled risk takers. They know it's a risk, but they've limited the downside. And if you've read any of Richard Branson's book, he's probably, when you think of an entrepreneur, if you asked 100 people, probably 50 to 60 of them would say Richard Branson, and have this mad notion that he does balloon adventures and he goes to space and all that sort of stuff. But he talks repeatedly in all his books about limiting the downside. And that's just simply making sure that it doesn't define you, it doesn't cripple you. He has individual businesses, so all his Virgin businesses are individual. They stand alone. So that's so that if one fails, it doesn't spread like a contagion through the whole group and take them all down in one go, so that one bad apple or one failure or one tiny failure doesn't take down the whole thing. So as I'm talking about, there's so many free tools, and like I talked about already, Bubble and Squarespace, there's so many now free or cheap tools that you can use to start your business. So that's the downside limited right there. You could start a business just in the off time, in terms of a weekend would start a business for you for under €100. You can go back and watch last week's YouTube video, slide plug, on the starting a business for under €100. The second fear, I'm nearly out of breath there, I was talking so fast. The second fear is fear of what people will think. What will my family, my friends, my colleagues think if I fail? This is a tough one, because everyone has that, and it's very hard to say to people, oh, you know, don't worry about it, it'll be fine. So your family just need to use logic and reason. They only want the best for you. They want you to have a steady career, be financially secure. So for them, it's important for you just to explain what it is you're doing and show them exactly how you've limited the downside. So start with the MVP of your product, explain why it's going to be, you know, you can still do your business, you can still do your normal job in the day to day, and this will just be something in the side. You're not running off to join the circus. Your friends, if they're Irish friends and it fails, they'll just rip the piss out of you and move on. But secretly, they'll be supporting you anyway. So don't worry too much. If your friends judge you for failing, then you just need to get new friends. You'll be surprised at how many people, random strangers, will actually support you on the journey. Even on this, the entrepreneur experiment, so many people have just sent really nice like messages, like simply a one-liner going, oh, I like this idea, keep it going, you know, fair play to you for starting, oh, I've enjoyed your video. And while it's kind of a like an off remark people say to you, like it's just a throwaway thing for them, it actually does encourage you hugely, because as an entrepreneur, it can be a little bit messed with your head sometimes. So it is great to get that feedback. And the third fear, the biggie, running out of cash. So as I've said already, nowadays, with all the free and simple cheap tools to use, there's no real excuse to run out of money. Unless you're trying to build the next Tesla, you can start it very, very simply. You just have to be very smart and scale it back to the smallest MVP, so minimal viable product. So that's the smallest thing you can do. So no matter what idea you have, you can scale it back. And I talked about this again in the YouTube video last week, so go back and look at that. You can find time. You know, you can always find time to squeeze in a little bit of extra work. So keep your day job going. Get up an hour earlier. Everyone's like, oh, I don't have time. Look, you just get up an hour earlier. It's as simple as that. Or work an hour later. If you want it, you'll do it. Carve out that extra hour a day. Keep your day job. That removes the financial risk initially. And then when you start making enough to cover your wage, then you can transition over. You can also do two really simple things to deleverage your risk. Trim your spending. Just keep a spending diary for a month or two, like I talked about a couple of weeks ago. Cut down on that. And then you can also just save for 6 months. So you need to save 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses if you really want to de-risk yourself. If you really, really, really want to de-risk it, keep your day job. Start saving 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses. Work out what your rent would be, your car repayments, all that. Just start. That's the only thing you can do. What is the worst that can happen? You try something, it doesn't work. You haven't really lost anything. You've lost a little bit of time, but that's it. There's only one thing worse than failure, and that's having a burning desire to do something all your life and never actually having the guts or the chance to do it. You just let fear hold you back as to what you really want to do, and that's the saddest thing of all. You stay exactly where you are, your life remains exactly as it is, and that's definitely worse than failure. And that is where we'll wrap up today. That's episode 6 of The Entrepreneur Experiment. I hope you enjoy it. If you do, please leave me a review on iTunes or do just shoot me a note on social. It's really important. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you again on Thursday.